Scientists in the UK have discovered a solar system with five Earth-sized planets dating back to the dawn of the galaxy. The star and its planets are billions of years older than our own sun. Life might have existed in our galaxy in the distant past. Our science correspondent Palab Ghosh has the details.
This is the music of the stars. It's the vibrations of a 2.6 billion year old star converted into sound by researchers. Now compare it with the sound of a star that's nearly 3 billion years older. Professor Bill Kaplan, who led the research, discovered that he could establish the age of stars from the sound they make.
So as the stars get older, as their envelopes expand and we get these changes to the structure of the deep interior, what we find is that the periods at which the star resonates basically lengthen.
Professor Chaplin and his team were able to work out that a star with five planets orbiting it that are about the same size as our own Earth was more than 11 billion years old. That's 6.5 billion years older than our own sun, and the oldest star with such planets discovered to date. It's thought that living organisms are more likely to thrive in worlds that are about the same size as the Earth, as well as having the right temperature and having running water. So the discovery raises the intriguing possibility that life might have existed in our own galaxy billions of years before our own Earth had formed.
We left Damascus 3 years ago, then the war started. Then we came to Turkey, to a small village. I started to take courses for piano.
What made you think about the piano?
You know, before I play the piano, I play another instrument, the accordion. I was playing it like amateur, like just with hearing. I wasn't professional, but I was searching on YouTube about the pianists and about the classical music. So I wanted to be, you know, like more professional. So I decided to take lessons and courses in piano.
You hadn't ever sat at a piano in Damascus?
No, no. You know, in Syria, in Damascus, it's really hard to have a piano in your own home because it's really expensive.